This is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over on this old Bessie tape. Taken in 1967. March and June 1967. Now this is channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over on this new tape. I'm going to skip a few spaces and start the tape. I forget this setting. It's Monday, the 16th of December, 1968. Monday, the December the 16th, 1968, at Bessie's, and she has a good fire. She's got the croup, the flu. On Monday, I haven't taken it yet. I know. One day I came in, and Bessie was asleep by the fire. She roused, and I sat and we visited, and she got off on Miss Carey. And she told incidents about Miss Carey I never heard anyone talk about. And she told it in this way, that all sorts of things happened over there. Now today, she retells it. She's not particularly interested in it. Her attitude changes. It's not an interesting attitude. At Miss Carey, something always wound up wrong. Miss Carey always got off on the wrong track. But I'll allow 15 or 20 spaces for that.
Yeah, that old house is cold.
Faith had the croup, you know.
Well, she did.
Yes.
Is she in bed?
Oh, she's, you know, just up and down.
Oh.
Yeah. So I kept a little extra for that on that account.
And you know,
Miss Carey had, she had a big old kerosene stove over there, didn't she, at one time?
Yes, she did.
Set out there in the hall.
No, that wasn't kerosene, that was wood in the hole.
Yeah.
And had the pipe to go up.
Yeah.
Out of the wood.
Oh,
but
I see.
Had two foot cord of wood cut right down there. Below the trailer there.
Uh-huh.
Had two foot cord of wood cut down there.
So when she wanted some heat, she had it.
Yeah. And she had wood, but in that room downstairs you had a some kind of a, I don't know whether it was cashier or oil or what it was, but you had one down there.
Uh-huh.
When Mr. Boyle was in there sick, you know.
Yeah.
She had one there.
Oh, she had gas put all around.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, at one time.
Uh-huh.
Even upstairs.
Oh, I see.
She got them little gas pipes going all around. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't any of those, none of them little stoves was left. I wondered about
that. In that front hallway.
Yeah.
You go upstairs.
Yeah. Well, now, would she build a fire in there and just heat up the house?
Yes, sir. She built a fire in there and heat all upstairs.
It heat upstairs, but it wasn't downstairs. Heat goes up, sir, easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, she kept that wood and kept it going. She filled it up at night and kind of halfway shit the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
And it burned all night long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she done that herself.
Oh, yeah, she done that herself. She had a man to do it.
But she got some.
That really, that big old stove. I don't know who bought it.
Yeah.
Somebody bought it for her.
But she got somebody to cut the wood for her.
Sugar Man, Tommy's brother.
Yeah.
He cut it.
Mm-hmm. He had a saw.
Yes, sir. He cut saw some of them trees down.
Mm-hmm.
And cut all that wood up there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a shame with all that wood over there. It's a shame.
Well, them gas here sometimes, they make you sick.
Oh, they will.
Because if you ain't got no way to put no water on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make you sick. But I know how they do it.
Now, about that tractor.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that.
No, I don't know. I don't know whether anybody knows it or not. I don't know. Me and Mag knew it.
Yeah.
Because when she come up here, she was as raggedy and dirty as she could be. And she had dug herself out of that tractor.
Yeah. Well, what happened down there is
it struck a stump. In that low place, way down, it struck a stump. And when it hit that stump, it just went over.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she called, but nobody didn't hear.
No.
Mm-mm. We couldn't hear from down there.
Mm.
And when she come up here, she was just ragged and dirty. She says, well, I likely got killed. May I say how? She said, well, the tractor turned over with me. She said, you gonna fool around till you get killed yet. Say, you just go on around here just like a man and try to do everything. Say, you going to get killed, Miss Boyle. She broke a leg twice, yeah. And she broke it since she been down there.
How'd she break her leg?
Well, the horse threw her once.
Oh, she had horses?
She had two. She had two horses. And she had a big old horse like that tall red horse. We all had it. It was just about that height. And she would get up on a fence.
Oh, you mean that big horse they had?
Yeah. She got up on the fence down there. She get on the horse and the horse moved before she got on him.
Yeah.
And she fell on the ground and broke her leg.
Well, I declare. Well, it's easy to do.
Mm-hmm. She was just like a man. She just do anything. She didn't care. Just like a man.
Yeah. But I didn't know she had horses.
Yeah, she had two.
And one of them was a big one, like that one, Fay had.
Big old tall red horse.
Yeah.
Just like that old horse show had here. It was as big as that horse.
And then she broke her leg another time.
Yeah, now let me see how she broke her leg the next time. Now. I'm trying to think.
I don't believe I ever heard it.
How did she break her leg the last time? Now she broke. Miss Boyd done so much to herself till I tell you the truth, I can't hardly think of all the things she done. But she broke it somehow over there. Oh, she fell off a ladder.
Oh, I was done.
And broke it. Now, when she broke it the first time, she had to go to the hospital. And when old Duke broke it.
Yeah.
And she went to the hospital. But this last time she didn't go, she had Dr. Snow to come out here and put in a case.
Oh.
And then one day she's mowing over there. She had a big old... Mr. Patterson had one down. Well, that's it, Mr. Patterson got a knife, but she had a big old high motor. And she was mowing right down in next to the where the trailer is. She was mowing all down in there. And it struck a piece of iron. Somebody know they struck a piece of iron. And it, it didn't break it, but it had it all swelled up. She couldn't walk, I know. She couldn't walk on it.
What kind of mower was that, Missy? That side mower?
It had a big old lawn mower, just like something like that in Patterson had. You seen it?
Oh, riding it?
Yeah.
Riding mower.
Yeah, she struck a piece of iron and it flew up and struck her leg.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
She done more things to herself, Lord.
Now, a lot of times she's over there by herself. Bruce wasn't even close to her.
No, Bruce was somewhere on the line. Light line, he was he's up in North Carolina, I believe. I think it was in North Carolina where he was.
Oh, you mean he went off and worked? And
yeah, he went off and worked. She stayed there.
Stayed off.
She stayed right there.
By herself?
Yeah, by herself. She had a dog, big old dog. Old Duke. This dog was named Duke. He was a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody didn't bother around her.
Now, you wasn't here all the time. You just... check in and out.
Yeah, that's a long time before she got in there. She had a nursery over there. I tell you, she done everything that you could write a book on what she done.
Well, now, when that tractor thing happened, that is back when she was farming.
Where was she farming? She was back there tractor.
Yeah.
I miss a deal used to farm.
Oh, he helped her over there.
Oh, yeah, he helped her. He helped her work over there when she was farming.
Well, he done right smart work over there.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he helped her to a farm over there. They had a big farm over there.
He put in corn, you said. The last time this corner over here was farmed. He had corn in it, I believe
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, it had corn in it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the last time he worked over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had corn over there. Who was the boy from Canada? His brother. I don't know. Whether his brother there or in California, I don't know. But he was after the mother died. Miss Boyle went back there when she died. He went back to Canada over there to, when they buried her. But he was mad at Miss Boyle then, yeah. And so he went back there. But I don't know whether this brother is living over there now or not. But they had a big place over there.
Mm-hmm.
And but he come from California. Yeah, this brother. And stayed over here a good while with Mr. Boyle.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He stayed over here a good while. Anyway, Miss Maggie fell out about. She wouldn't get a doctor, you know, when she brought Bruce from the hospital. She wouldn't have no doctor. So Miss Maggie got mad with her about this having a doctor for Bruce. That's what they fell out about.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have a doctor. So Miss Maggie called up. I don't know whether that was Dr. Snow or who, but I don't know if she called up the doctor to come there. He used to come out there twice a week to see him.
Hmm. Well, I wonder what in the world was in her mind that she didn't want a doctor.
I don't know. What was in her mind? He stayed in Jacksonville in the hospital there, ever so long.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, he got hurt back over there somewhere. He fell off a telephone post, 80 feet.
Yeah.
Fell down.
Yeah.
And when he got broke up, the wheelchair fell, and they couldn't find her. She was somewhere off with some people where she'd know, you know. And her and Miss Maggie was over there, too, at the time when he fell.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She was over there. But she didn't want to have a doctor to come to see him like he ought to. Because some doctor come from Jacksonville here once or twice to see him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So she glad she didn't want, she thought she could do everything for him herself, you see.
Oh.
She's some kind of half-trained nurse.
Oh, really? Oh, she was that too.
Mm-hmm. Stop. So she thought she could do it. But Miss Maggie told her Bruce needed a doctor.
Hmm.
And then when they brought him home, she got Mr. Gill to come over there and, you know, take him out. That's when that plank walked out, you see. So they had to roll him out from
mm-hmm.
in the room. Out down on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that built there for him to go down. So he could roll about in the yard.
Yeah. Well,
she had trouble in her hands over them. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, it waked her.
Oh.
It waked her. Yes, because he lived quite a while.
2 years.
Mm-hmm. She had to listen. And bathing and all like that. And when old man Gillard come, he'd take him up out of the bed and put him in a chair. She had a hospital bed for him, you know, so he could lay down and set him up, you know, so he could sit. She had a tight tie with Mr. Boyd.
Now she
might do, but stay there.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, what did she use for money, Bessie?
Hmm?
What did she use for money?
Mm-hmm. She had to stay right there.
Yeah. Well, where did she get the money to pay for, live on?
Well, now listen, she had money. She had two houses in Miami. She had two houses.
Miss Corey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never heard of that.
Yes, she did. Well, you see, I guess people didn't know her business, you see. But me and Mag knew, you know, quite a bit about her business, you see. But I don't reckon people know that she had them houses. Because she had two. She had Miss Maggie to see after. But she had two houses down there. I don't know where she sold the banana, but I know she, Miss Boyd had money. And then she put Bruce in a death and accident, some kind of insurance. So the man come right here one day and was looking for her. And so she got that insurance. And then with her rent and things down to Miami, she got them all right. She didn't want for nothing. Yeah, she had property down there.
Hmm.
Had two houses.
Well, now, she was brought up over Tallahassee?
She was born in Tallahassee, but she... Her father was a sawmiller.
Oh, yeah.
And he moved, I say Daytona, but it was Sanford where they moved. And she lived over there till she was going to school. She told all this herself, because we didn't know nothing about it. And she said, she was going to school, and she... This man was a mailman over there. I think he used to carry mail. And he used to meet her and see her. And she's a big girl, I didn't see him. So she just run off and married him. Lionel's father. She got a grown son.
Well, Miss, I forgot that.
Hmm?
I forgot you told me that.
Yeah, she got a grown son, Lionel. He used to come over here. And he was married, so he's a flyer, you see.
Oh?
Yeah, he lives in Atlanta now.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's a flyer, and so he, when he have his vacation, he come over here and stay. Him and his wife, he had got two children, two girls.
But he never lived over here.
Oh, no. He never lived. You see, he was born in Lakewood. That's where Lonnie was born at, where she lived with that man. That's where his husband?
Yeah.
Living in Lake Ways. And so she would go about, you know, and she got Miss Maggie to take Lionel.
Oh, yes. And Miss Maggie raised him.
Mm-hmm. Miss Maggie raised him. Everything Miss Maggie got goes to Lionel.
Well, what do you know? And they still fell out.
Mm-hmm. They fell out by Bruce. I tell you that, getting a doctor. With Bruce. That's what they fell out about. They were all right when Bruce got hurt.
Yeah.
They was all right.
Yeah.
But after they brought him home, he over there, she didn't want no doctor. And Miss Maggie got mad with her, told she Bruce needed a doctor. And she got one for him. Man, I used to go over there a whole lot too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. He used to go over there with the doctor. And Florence used to.
That's when she used to leave the children with you.
Yeah. Yes, she used to go. I thought maybe sure that little boy was going to be kind of funny, but he's all right when he come in. Oh, milk cows. And she used to milk the cow and save the milk and clabber it and churn it. Maggie used to go there and churn for future. Maggie used to be there all the time.
No.
With Miss Boa. And when she went away, she told Mag, she just keep the milk, you know. Do what you want to do it to Mag. Used to milk it and bring it here. And Lord, I must talk about butter. We used to have from 6 and 7 or 8 pounds of butter.
Mm.
See, the cow gives so much milk.
Yeah.
She had one from, she got one from Mr. Bradley. And she was a Jersey. And she had a Holstein. She gave a lot of milk. So she used to have plenty of butter and milk. Oh, Lord.
She needed a big family over there, didn't she?
She sure did. But she didn't have anybody but herself.
Yeah.
Mr. Boyd brought old kind of old wagon here, like a station wagon, but it was a black one, and it had a top all over it. So he brought it from Detroit, and so she used to take out a wagon, her and Mag would go all down the low hill. A little killer, all of those flourishes, and they used to go take a road and go somewhere over the way to Jacksonville, hunting flowers, you know. She'd go all down there hunting flowers.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'd come back with it just loaded.
Oh.
Her and me. Fix them nice, you want them, pot them, and have them sitting out there. She had a lot of flowers. She had a lot of them. They were right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I know it, because
yeah.
I used to be here, you know. And then coming out here, and I used to know it, and I'd stay here about 2 or 3 weeks before I'd go back. stuff. I'm nagging them things. Oh, Lord, the laundry. She used to do laundry. She got a manga. And everything. She had everything, equipment, and had it all set up. In that old house, the same old house out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tore down now.
Is it? You tore it down?
Oh, you mean that old shed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is that where she used to have a laundry in there? Really?
And then I helped her with the washing, too.
Mm-mm. Maggie, you put a washing. Mm-mm. She had a brother over there. A brother was over there, helped her.
Now, I never heard of a brother being over there, Bessie.
I told you about a brother being over there. I told you about his brother was a... His wife was a sanctified woman or something. I told you the brother was over there.
Oh, that's kept my mind.
He stayed over there about 2-3 months.
Oh.
Well, he didn't stay too long.
Oh.
She was kind of mean to him, you know. She, I don't know why she's out of way, but Miss Boyd was a woman. She didn't take much foolishness, you see. And so she'd want a brother to do some things, and he didn't want to do it.
Wow.
And she got mad with him, so he left there one morning, and she didn't know he was gone.
Why?
No, he come over here and asked Maggie, he said, is Bessie gone? I was going back to New York then. He said, Bessie's gonna go? Maggie said, yeah, she left yesterday. He said, well, I'm leaving in the morning. So he got his car and started up over there, they laying up there in the bed asleep. They ain't heard him when he went out. They didn't hear nothing.
Well, I declare.
And he went on out, got his car, and went on out, and went on home.
Huh.
And she come downstairs for him calling him. Thought he lay up in his sleep, too.
Yeah.
Lord, he had him gone.
And his wife was with him?
Mm-mm. No, she wasn't with him. She was sanctified, some kind of sanctified when she wasn't down there.
Oh.
No, she didn't come with him.
Bessie, how do they get sanctified?
I don't know. Now, that's one thing I don't know, Mr. Paul. Mr. Miles, I don't know how to get sanctified.
Well, Uncle Gil is sanctified.
Who?
Uncle Gil.
Mm-mm. He ain't sanctified here. Jehovah.
I know, but he's still pretty well along in it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's a Jehovah Witness.
Yeah.
But the sanctified people, they it's a little different.
Yes.
From this, from the Jehovah. Yeah, Mr. Gil used to belong to our church out here.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Methodist. So So one day he was out there one Sunday. Out there, he said, "Well, I'm going leave y'all, and so I'll say goodbye. You won't see me out here no more." So they sent him on out to church. Maggie, they look that pitiful going out.
Maggie what?
They look that pitiful.
Oh.
They look pitiful going out. They were singing.
Yeah.
Singing him out to church.
Well, I never heard of it, but see, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Cadmus Gill, too. But the boys won't follow him. They're riding him, won't follow him.
Yeah.
Did you know he got a brother in Detroit? And he come here to see Mr. Gill. hadn't seen him in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And his brother come down to see him.
Yeah.
Did you know he got mad with his brother because he wouldn't be a Jehovah?
Oh.
He got mad with his brother because he wouldn't be a Jehovah. And so God bawled him out. And so his brother had to leave there. His brother went down south somewhere to see his wife's people. And then when they come back, they just stopped and told him goodbye.
Huh.
And he ain't been here since.
Well, you know, that can get a fella in looks like more trouble than he...
You know, Mr. Gill said he's a Jehovah, but no. Now, a Jehovah, they is not supposed to say ugly things, and baby, Mrs. Gill just cusses as quick as you look at him. Yes, he'll curse.
Oh, he got a temper.
Ooh, he sure has. He got a bad temper.
And he always had that temper.
Always had. He just, his mother had just like that.
Oh.
She was like that. His mother was a great, big, stout woman.
Yeah.
And she died sometime. She's been dead about 3 or 4 years now. She come here to see him once.
Yeah.
She was a big, stout woman. Her brother-in-law, her sister's husband, from Jacksonville.
Well, now, we hadn't talked about him.
I didn't know much about him. But he come over here and painted that last picture he had on it, that last coat. He painted it.
Was he a painter?
Yes, he's a painter.
Oh, I see. Well, you know,
I think he brought his ladder with him. He had his ladder with him. Because he painted over there all the time. And Rye and Gil covered the house. Put that those shingles on there.
No, I didn't know that.
Those asbestos shingles.
No.
They covered that.
Well, now that was done not too long before she left.
It was done for Mr. Boyd, I heard. Because it was leaking when he was sick, and so they covered it. And her brother-in-law come here, she got him to come here and paint it. I know. She got her brother-in-law to do it.
Buck,
I heard him, Buck.
Mac,
what they call him, Buck.
Well, Buck's the one that runs the store.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought you said he was named Buck.
Well, that's Mac Wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Have them dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one.
He's along with.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's out here along with her right now. This place down here on the hill, after you leave McIntosh, you're going over the hill.
At
the place on the side.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Hall used to have that place. Miss Hall sold that place. Had a grove in the place. The house, I think they tore the house down. Done some of the house. But anyway, see, they got something else there. They got a store there. And so Harmony's bought her a good friend. As I told you, when she was blown to that matron of the...
I'd forgot that.
Of our fellow.
Yeah.
I mean of the mason.
Yeah.
She was a matron of the... She was one of the daughters, sister or something, I don't know. But anyway, they were great friends. But she falls out with everybody she get in with. She falls. She don't be friends with them wrong.
Yeah.
Or they don't fell out. I don't know why Miss Boyle couldn't get along with people.
Now, how would that go about that lodge work, Bessie? You tell me about that.
Laundry.
The lodge.
Oh. She was Eastern Star. That's what she was. She was Eastern Star.
Yeah.
Well, she would do around and help with the things all, and when she's gonna be Eastern Star, she studied everything what they had to do. And so that night when she took the chair, she just went on. She just went over the top with everything. She's smart all right enough, but my daughter's a contrarian. And her sisters and her brother come from Shallow down here. All of them come to see her. Take the chair. And so she made it that night. Had a big, big time. I think it was in the hall then, I think. How long that hall been there?
It's therefore I come, is all I know.
Is that where you come in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where they went that night. So she made, when she was going to make a major.
Mm-hmm. And they had made a big occasion of that.
Yeah.
And all of her family come.
All her family come. The sister in Miami, she was here. And her aunt. Live over at some place out there where they call it the Wild Turkeys at. But her aunt has moved to Georgia now. She went back to Georgia. She had a lot of cows on her husband, and she went back to Georgia. They all were here. Every one of them was here. She had a big time. Mag went over and helped her.
Oh, Mag helped her too?
Mag helped her with them, the cooking and everything. Oh, she just put on a dog over there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how did she get into that, Bessie? That sounds like rather...
What?
That rather... Right
Eastern Star?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Mr. Boyle was amazing.
Yeah.
You see, you can be amazed when your husband is a star, when your husband is a star.
Yeah.
So he's amazing, and so that's how she's going to be an amazing star.
Uh-huh.
Like she went down or something like that. She didn't bother with it. After all that doing and going on, she didn't bother with it. Not like she used to.
And she just lost interest.
Yeah, she just give up, look like everything, just didn't bother with it anymore. I don't know why she like that. I tell you to keep friends. Yeah, right. Often she's gonna be late in the evening, That y'all been over there, she's been used to come up here right regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got this place. She ain't been up in a long time. That day she come up here.
Yeah.
That broke her leg. She was running some kind of business down there then.
Yeah.
Running a kind of restaurant,
Yeah.
But after she broke her leg, she had to give it up. But she couldn't stand, Now, she didn't like the Richardson. She didn't care nothing about the Richardson. She didn't like them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't done nothing to her.
That's the end of Miss Bessie's tape on Monday, the 16th of December, 1968. And this is Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over on this old reel. Now, this is 1968. This is this Monday, the 16th of December, 1968. Nothing is on the oversides, Channel 1 over and Channel 2 over. And I've been putting this on Channel 2 over. Now, I made two tapes. I don't know where the other one is. This is not as good as the other one. Bessie's feeling good, and she's bright, and she speaks up, and her words are clear. There's not much information, but it shows what she said that day when I walked in there, and she'd been sort of dozing by the fire. She came to, and she was taking to Miss Carey, and one thing after another came to her mind, and she was right circumstantial about it. Now, this is Channel 2 over, around 5:45. Channel 2 over, around 5:45, and this is Monday the 16th of December, 1968. Now, I finally found that other little tape of Miss Bessie's, and it is on Friday the 20th of December, 1968. That's the morning, I guess, before I went into town that afternoon and had the interview with Mr. Silcox, I guess. It's the same as the tape I have just transferred on the first part of this same channel, Channel 2 over. It's the same thing about Ms. Boyle. And this is Channel 2 over, around 560 now. And I'll transfer Miss Bessie's tape. That'd be on Friday, the 20th of December, 1968. And the other one was on the 16th Monday of this same week.
Get hold of that gas, That gas is strong, and you certainly will get it when you let it burn. You have to have water on it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You have to have water. Put water on. Could you set a pot of water or anything on this?
I could if I would, yeah.
Well, that's what you do. You put water on it.
Yeah.
That will catch that odor. The water will.
Yeah. Well, it,
Yeah, you put water on it. Because when you burn it like that, you see, it comes out. That stuff comes out. And if you don't have water on it, it smells.
Yeah.
And stagnates you, too.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, you gotta put water on it. Now, you try it and see won't it take that out, you know, away from it.
Well, ordinarily, I just leave the door open.
Well, you put water on it. You don't have to leave the door open.
Just like you do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to leave the door open.
Yeah.
I just had the door open because it's so warm.
Yeah.
Bessie was working with a fire and explaining to me how I could put some water on my gas stove and it wouldn't be so close in here. She didn't have much fire. Just some nice little bed of coals. It wasn't cold, really. And her door was open. And now she's giving me a little information about how to treat my chest. You know, I told her I was hooping and hollering and I caught it from Faye.
Some kind of liniment or oil or something.
Yeah.
Rub your chest good. And that'll cut it loose.
Well, I just take an aspirin and lay down.
Yeah, but you rub your chest out of that to remove that feeling.
It tickles every now and then.
That'll move it. I always use Zig-Zag on mine.
Oh.
And so that takes it away.
Well, you don't have it very much.
I don't have it. Whenever I have it, I put the Zig-Zag on.
I see.
Ms. Myers, she better?
She's acting better. You know, acting big. <babe. laughs>
Because they're playing around all the time. Yeah. No, they don't get cold. I see those children up in New York, they're playing that snow. They're stay out there and roll in the snow and just kick up in the snow.
Yeah.
It don't be cold.
Yeah. No, they
talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she is coming.
Maybe she will. I don't believe I'd ever heard about that, what you said about the Masons, you know, the Eastern Star, or whatever it is.
You never heard about it?
Lord,
I don't know why they didn't, why Brady talked about it. Yeah, she used to be a Eastern Star. I don't know where she got out of it or not, but she used to be one. She used to be every meeting night, she was ready to go. I don't know how she's done now.
Well, they meet a lot, Bessie.
Hmm?
They meet a lot.
Yeah.
The Eastern Stars.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, they used to have a good time up there. They used to have a big party up there. And I used to go up there with Miss Boyd sometimes. Used to go up there and help her. So she'd have, don't know how much things cooked up and carried up there. You'd have a big time up there.
Well, how'd she arrange it there in the house when they had them, Miss Bessie?
How she arranged it?
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, upstairs there before they had the hall, they had a kitchen back there, and they had a dining room, and they had a room where they had the meeting at. They had three rooms. They had a kitchen, a dining room, and a room for the meeting.
That's a parlor.
Yeah. You'd have a big time up there.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yes, sir. They used to have a good time up there.
And?
Miss, did you know Miss Manning? You don't know Miss Manning, the old lady. She's an old lady, live right back of Thrasher. Stu, you don't know. She used to be up there, too.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Hall and Miss Lady, what I tell you about it, up on the road. And Miss Ball, a good friend.
The one up past the orange place.
Yes, sir. No, Miss Hall one had the orange place on him. But this is Mrs. What is her name? Yeah, I forgot her name. I can't call it now. But anyway, she lived on the main road up this way, 441.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them used to be. I don't think Miss Patterson used to belong to it though. She
mm-hmm.
didn't. I don't think she belonged to it.
I never heard her mention anything
no,
like that.
No, she didn't belong to it because she was kind of in the head Jehovah, you know. And they don't bother with nothing like that. You know, they don't vote with nothing like that.
No. They won't vote.
Well, I don't know why. What that's got to do with it?
Women don't vote.
No. Gil don't vote either.
Oh, he don't vote either?
No. No.
Oh, I thought it was just the women.
No. None of them. None of them.
Well, that's new to me.
No, sir. None of them don't vote.
That,
I don't think that's right.
That is new to me.
Hmm?
That's new to me.
Yeah. No, but Gil don't vote either. Mm-mm. Him and Mr. Gil and they were one. Patterson. None of them don't vote.
Yeah.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, too many people have belong to that thing. And all those people in this country, they don't vote. They already made the vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. Curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And Gil don't vote either.
No. Mm-mm. Against the religion.
To vote.
Yes, ma'am. To vote. Because I asked him one day. I said, Mr. Gil, are you gonna vote? No, we don't vote. I said, why? Well, it's against religion.
Yeah. Well, you reckon they watch the news?
Huh?
Reckon they watch the news? They interested in what goes on, Miss Patterson is.
I know they is.
She talks about it.
They interested in what goes on, but still they don't vote.
I haven't heard her talk about politics, though, Bessie.
No, sometimes you bring up about things, you know, about the country and all like that. Mm-hmm. See what she say.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You don't vote.
No, I hadn't heard her talk about politics.
No, because they don't vote. I don't know where Mr. Patterson is old or not, because he don't belong to him. He cussed that thing out.
I never heard him say.
Yes, sir, he bowled that thing out. That was the hole for him.
You know, that's in town new light. Now, that's the first time. This is new. That's what I mean. I never heard about him having parties over there before.
What, eating stuff?
Anybody having parties over there at that old house?
Well, then Mr. Boyden used to have big parties up there.
Ms. Boyden?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about Miss Manny. She's an old woman. She's always around the store and over to the post office and all around. And so she used to come up there and she belonged to it, but she used to help me in the kitchen. Help me to get the things all straightened out and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Miss lead up there to do sewing up there.
Mm-hmm. Up at Megan Open.
Mm-hmm. You cold?
Am I cold?
Uh-huh.
No. All right, comfortable. That's a nice little fire.
I'll fix the fire if it was cold.
Mm-mm. You know, there's some little fire. That's sort of warm right there.
Yes, you can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't have a garden all the time she lived over there, Ms. Boyle.
Didn't have a garden?
Yeah. They had that big place back there when I come. Right back of the house there.
Uh-huh.
It's laid out for a garden.
She used to... Is there an orange tree back there?
No.
They must have died. She had orange trees sit all back in there. That space behind that old kitchen.
Yeah.
Used to have orange trees back there.
Yeah.
That tree had been there all the time. When Miss Wilson ever stayed over there, that tree was there all the time.
Oh.
But Miss Boyd had some young trees she had set out back there.
Yeah.
But she had some pink grapefruit and oranges and... She didn't have no tangerine, but she had some kumquats. But that big tree right there at the house, corner of the house, that tree had been there all the time, and one was this way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah, one was this way.
Uh-huh.
And back there where she used to have a place for the flowers, used to be a big peach tree back there all the time. There'd be plenty of peaches on it. She'd have lots of peaches.
Oh.
And that big old fig tree down in there where the trail at,
uh-huh.
They set that out down there.
Yeah.
It wasn't down there all the time.
Yeah.
She set it out.
Well, that's a big one now.
Hey, you ought to trim that old tree up. It spread it out.
Yeah, too big.
Too much, you see.
Yeah. So she done a lot of things over there, didn't she?
I tell you, you can write a book on it.
Yeah.
Everything she done.
Well, I don't know.
It's, let me see, who that? Oh, nobody had a garden back there. I don't know who that was. There's so many people been to that house staying, I don't know.
Yeah.
Different ones.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Sally, she thought Pinky. She thought a lot of Pinky. She didn't. She put all her business in Pinky's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't. So James, she didn't give it to him. She didn't let him tend to her business. So he would have, I think he would have done right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Pinky run around with girls and things like that, you see, and spend the money. She would give him the money to pay, and he would take that money and spend it. And mm-hmm. she didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But the things he should have done, she should have asked him for a receipt when he come in with it.
Yeah.
So James said, well, she thought so much of Pinky, he got out. He got out before he broke up over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he left more than.
Now, his sister was Sarah.
Sarah.
They had a sister named Sarah?
Yes.
And
now, she had some. She had some calves, some. Come in, you know, from the cows.
Yeah.
Well, she told them that them calves was, you know, wasn't mortgage, you know, because they come in with the cows after when they went and they got to broke up over there.
Yeah.
So she kept all the calves. I think they had about 4 or 5. And she sold them. But she wouldn't let the people take the calves. The calves, they took the cows and didn't eat the calves.
Yeah. And she's the one that had that screen on the porch.
No, Pinky's wife did. Pinky's wife done that.
Oh.
She put the screen up there. And after they taking the place. Why, then she took it down.
Oh.
No, Sarah didn't put that up there.
Oh, that was Pinky's wife.
Pinky's wife did that.
Uh-huh.
And she's some relation to Miss Jane there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's some relation to Miss Jane. But him and her separated. And he got another wife. He ain't got her.
Oh.
She's named Dotsie something, I don't know.
Uh-huh. He didn't live with that wife very long.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah. Oh, yes. When he was a boy.
And see, he run around with James and Pinky.
Yeah.
Boys, you know.
Yeah. And he remembers that old kitchen and all that fine... Those biscuits Miss Sally cooked.
Yeah. Well, she didn't have no just her people come over there, but she had the parties up to the place up here and make it over.
Oh.
She didn't have no part of it anymore, just her people come. She had this big spread when she was gonna be made of yeast and stuff. And so they all come down, and Joe looked from Charlotte, and her aunt from down to Miami. And she had an aunt lived at her. So what do you call that place back out there?
Bruce is working all the time. So I guess he made a living, Bessie.
Well, he must have made it. I think he must have got a good salary, you know.
Yeah.
Because they always send for him. They go off, you know. He always went off a lot. He didn't work too much around here.
Yeah.
He worked off somewhere.
Huh? Mm. Well, that's a lot of good wood, Bessie.
Yes, Mr. Westmacaller told him to get it away, and he'd pay him for it, you see.
Yeah.
Pay him to take it away.
Oh, really?
Well, here at the end, I just ran some of it together. She went over the whole family who came when Mrs. Boyle was made a matron of the Eastern Star. But the Pearsons, James was getting some mighty good firewood up there. He says yes. They asked him to take it off, and they're paying him to take it off. So Mr. Boyle's was away a good part of the time. Worked off, Bessie said. And she remembered the good times they had over at that place. And as I said to Bessie, that's the first time I ever heard about the good times they had over there. I don't know who put in that vegetable garden. There was one when I came out there. And I followed Ms. Boyle. There's no good back there now, though, after I had that silage trench. Nothing there but old clay. Well, this tape wasn't very informative. Both of them together don't add up to very much. The one last, the week before, Bessie was a little groggy, and she got off on Miss Carrie. And she talked, said she just did everything over there. And she's circumstantial about it. Well, this is the end of Channel 2 over. The end of Channel 2 over and this second little visit with Miss Bessie. This is on Thursday, the 19th of December, 1968, mostly on Miss Boyle.
I guess it's been about 10 or 12 years.
Yeah. But that wasn't... That wasn't...